welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten.
And I am your other host, Celia Behar.
And this is a parenting podcast about not doing it perfectly.
Oh, God, no.
Or even anything close. I've got two kids, Zoe and Beatrix, who are almost 11 and 8 and a half, respectively.
Yeah, and I've got two kids as well, Harper and Lulu, who are 12 and 7.
Yes, so we qualify as parents.
As something.
So, here we are. We're casting a pod.
We're casting a pod. As we do.
This week's Never Thought I'd Say This.
You have not heard yet.
I haven't, and I am so excited.
Are you?
I am, because you always text me. Celia and I are best friends, and we text each other
nonstop
with like the ridiculous shit that's going on at our houses. Right. And so
I gave you a hint last night. When I texted it to
She gave me a hint and she was like, wait, do you want me to tell you or do you want to wait for when we're doing the podcast? And I was like, oh my God, please wait. I love surprises. I will say that. I love surprises. And this one, this story, I imagine will be a good one.
It was something else. This, so what I texted you last night was true. My kids went from having a conversation about being a vegan to masturbation. I mean, it derailed so fast, and I was sitting between them that I was like, what is happening right now? All because I made vegan food last night. Well, I bought something vegan at the, you know, that was breaded and I could fry basically at the store, and I made it into tacos. And so, but there was cheese on it and sour cream. So it wasn't at all vegan, but whatever. My main part of it wasn't meat. So I said that, and Lulu asked me how, you know, vegan stuff was made. Then it became, does it hurt when a cow gets milked? And I was like, I don't know. It certainly hurt when I was nursing you guys. I'd have to assume yes. And then that became a conversation about boobies between the two of them, where they actually kept like yelling like boobies, like cracking up.
Right.
And I'm just trying to eat dinner and like keep the conversation going. And then all of the sudden, they were like, Lulu looks at me and she goes, Mom, what happens if a boy wants to have sex, like it gets, you know, whatever that thing is down there gets hard and, you know, like, what's that called? I'm like, an erection. She's like, yeah. What happens when that happens and like they can't have sex? Like, what do they do? How does it go down? Like, how does it go down? And I'm like,
by the way, if you could see me right now.
Her hands over her face with her mouth wide open. Like, crap, this might happen in my house.
Well, right?
Uh-huh.
But just because I'm like,
I looked like that, by the way, last night. I'm like,
glad you didn't tell me this last night.
Yeah. And so I just go, if they weren't going to have sex, then they would go and masturbate. And Lulu goes, master what now? I'm like,
master what? Master chef?
Crap. See, now we're going to talk about masturbation. So I'm like, yeah, it's a, you know, oh God. So, and I'm like trying to explain masturbation, and then the two of them go off and they're like, Lulu goes, so wait, they squish their penis? They like squish it? They're squishing it? And Harper's like, no, they don't squish it. And she jumps up, she's like, they cup it, they like make a cup and then they jiggle it around in their cup. And Lulu's like, oh, it jiggles around? And so she gets up and she's like, explain what I'm doing right now.
She looks like women in one of those wacky, wavy, flailing, inflatable arm guys.
Yeah, that's what Lulu's doing. They jiggle around their penis, and then that's how they do it. And I'm like, oh my God. And I kept saying, is this conversation over? Can we stop talking about this conversation?
Oh my God.
And then, of course, I'm like, okay, it's died down. I text you and say, this conversation has gone from vegan to masturbation. And you're right back, was there a transition into that? And I'm boobies.
Okay, well, boobies
sparked
boobies,
it.
Right. Well, it went from, milk to boobies. It's
boobies to
wiggling your wiener.
To raking, like, yes, as of course.
Like,
why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then
I've been
I'm
on like, dates like that.
unseen. They couldn't have been that great. Okay. So then I think, okay, the conversation's over. But no, it's not, because then Lulu has to bust out with, wait, how do girls masturbate? What do you do? And I'm like, and Harper right away is like, I know the answer. Like, all of a sudden she's like Hermione Granger. She's like, and I'm like, no, we don't need to. So I'm like trying to get into it with Lulu. I'm like, remember, and this really did happen too. I was like, remember when you came into my room and you said, mommy, what's this bean in the middle of my vagina? And you like leaned backwards and showed me in the mirror. And she's like, yeah, what is that again? Like, I'm like, great. So I'm like trying to give an anatomy lesson. And all of a sudden Harper's like, no, but I know it's vibrators. Women masturbate with vibrators.
I saw a meme yesterday that was like a, I think it was Scary Mommy or something. And it was, all it said was, it's a dildo, kid. Now get out of my drawers.
Yeah, I saw that too. I never thought I'd say this, though.
Okay.
When this all devolves. And Harper says, no, I know how, you know, girls masturbate using vibrators.
Okay.
And I said, well, actually, you don't really need one, but it's nice to have. And she just, you know. And she turns to Lulu and says, mom has like 5 vibrators. Which, by the way, she's not wrong. And I'm like, great. And she just goes, but I don't understand one thing. I don't understand one thing about them. And I go, one thing. Okay, great. Grandma's glad it's one thing.
There's probably a lot more.
And she said this, I don't understand how they work. Can you show us? Yep. And I go,
absolutely not.
No. No, I will not show you how to use a vibrator on myself. Right, she's like, just lie down and show us how it's done. That's what she said to me.
See, here's the deal. It's so fucking hard because you're like, oh, I'm so happy that my daughters feel comfortable and they talk to me and even like talk about masturbation and like it gives the opportunity to talk about like healthy sexuality and all this stuff, which is super important, people. We need to talk to our kids about it, because if we don't, they're talking amongst each other
and they don't know what they're talking about.
And as you can tell, they have no idea.
They're jiggling penises.
Right. They're cupping things and wiggling around. Mm-hmm. And right.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yep. They don't know what the bean is.
They don't know. You know what? There's probably a
lot of men that don't know that too.
Of the population that don't.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But I it's hard, because it's like, as much as you want to be like the cool mom and be like, yeah, totally. Like, I get it. You're going to talk to me. And I do want that. Like, I do want my kids to have an open conversation. And my girls they're pretty open with me. They talk to me about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That I would have never, I think, imagined talking to my parents about.
Oh my God. I never even said the word masturbation in front of my mom.
Right.
Ever.
But it's hard, because it's like, as much as I want them to know, like, hey, you know, it's great, come talk to me about this, all this stuff. Like, there's a line. There's a definite line.
Oh, yeah.
And, but it's, oh God.
I said to Harper and Lulu last night, and I've said it before, and my sister actually once said it when her daughters found her vibrators and were like, what are these? And she said, you know, I would tell you, but I'm your mom, and there are things that you're never going to be able to unhear.
Right.
And you do not want me
you
to
don't
do
want
this.
It. Right.
And that's what I said last night. I was like, I'm not going to talk about this with you anymore. And it's not because it's embarrassing for me.
Right.
It is. Right. It's not.
I am completely comfortable with this. Oh God, kill me now.
Please stop talking. So of course, what do? I say, if you want to know things like this, you've got
go on the internet.
No. Go ask your 14-year-old friends.
Right, yeah.
No, I threw you under the bus. That's what I did. I said, if you want to know things
like
this.
Oh, no, I've got to deal with this shit.
I said, you can ask Auntie Jody. You can ask Auntie Sarah. You could ask Auntie Lynn. She might be a good person to talk to about this. Like, I took our women friends and threw you guys all under the bus together and respectively and was like, go talk to your friends. They won't actually talk to you about it.
No, God,
because they'd be worried that you tell Zoe and B. So they won't.
Right.
They'll talk to Zoe and B, and then they'll come and talk to you.
And they'll come.
So you're welcome.
Oh boy. Why do dinner conversations though always devolve?
I don't know.
Like I always have this really nice picture in my head because, you know, a lot of times we don't always eat together because somebody's got a dance class or a homework or soccer filming or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like life's busy. So on the rare occasions that I'm like, oh, I'm gonna cook and like make dinner and we're gonna sit down. Inevitably I sit down to dinner and that's what happens. A vegan masturbation conversation comes up, and I don't know how or why mm-hmm. this, because it doesn't fit in at all with the picture that I had in my head.
Oh my God. I mean, I have such a strict policy about not eating in front of the TV. I don't let them do it.
Right.
Except on like Friday nights, we'll do it, movie right. night. Otherwise, or if I'm like super not feeling well or something like that. And then, because I want to be able to sit down and talk about their days. And like, right. now, last night, I was like,
and
why?
Then sometimes you're like, I actually wish I hadn't asked.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, why did I not have the TV
well,
on?
It's either it devolves into like sillies and like right. some or really fight. Weird conversation or yeah, or just fight. Totally fighting. Yep. And I'm like, this is not fun.
Right. Like, especially if it's like, I don't like what you made.
Oh, that we did. Really? That. Like, but I, you know, I think that's a lot of parenting is like, what? I had this picture in my head of what it was going to be. And this yes. is not it at all.
No.
Like I had a picture in my head of like nice family dinners and like, yep. you know, us all cooking together in the kitchen. But it's not that. It's no. me like screaming at people to come sit down or like why, you know, you can't bring your iPad to the table and then yeah. some sort of a meltdown about that. And then, like, you know, one bringing up something that happened to the other one at school or them like talking, mm-hmm. you know. It's just, it's never the pretty picture that I wanted.
No,
that
I mean,
or brushing hair.
Please, nursing was the one that I was like, God, I imagined nursing and it was like, everything was going to be like soft and fluffy and clean. And I would be like nursing my baby on a rocking chair and listening to like meditation music and just loving every minute of it. Instead, I was like, God damn it, this freaking hurts.
Right.
And one tits out like air drying and cracked nipples. And then the FedEx guy knocks on the door and I forget that the tits out and like, you know, and
like,
I open
hi,
the door
welcome,
and I'm like,
sir.
Hey,
welcome
and,
to
like,
my home.
He's like
it's
staring at
well.
My boob and I'm like, please. Oh my God, why is that guy staring at my, oh, because my tits out. Right. Okay, sweet. Like, it was not anything close to right. what I thought it would be. None of it
but
was.
But I, yeah, like I never, you know, that's the one of those things when you're having dinner with your kids, you never think that that topic is going to come up. And then you got to deal with it because you don't, it's like, it's
I don't
like,
want to shame them.
Right. I don't want to shame them right. either. And it's, and you don't want to know when that conversation is going to come up
no,
again.
You don't.
Really, because right. it just usually it's blindsides you.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have to take the opportunities when they come to like have those parenting teaching moments, because if you were to bring up masturbation at the like
oh,
at some other point,
minds.
They would be like,
right.
what is wrong with you, mom? Right. Like that, if it just sort of naturally progresses, you got to be like, all right, well, this is what we're doing. We're having, we're, you know.
Oh, it's
that's... having our grilled chicken breast and talking about cupping wieners. And that's what we're doing.
Yep. There's nothing worse than a parent talking about sex at a certain age.
Oh
I mean,
my God.
I
well,
have, I can't.
Do you watch Big? You watch Big? Of course, you watch
I
Big
told
Mouth.
You, to
told
watch
me
it.
To watch
Big
Mouth.
Mouth. Yeah,
I told you to. Damn
okay.
it.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
well, that's
because
that's because John Ganja John told me to watch
right.
it.
But and thank you for that, by the way. But it's hilarious. And there's the parents on there that are that. And I had this realization the other night. I was watching Big Mouth, which if you haven't watched it, it's hilarious. It's all about puberty, and mm-hmm. it's really
middle
gross
schoolers.
And inappropriate, and middle schoolers, and the puberty monsters.
Nick,
and all
Nick Kroll's behind
right.
it. He's amazing.
But
we need him on the show.
Yeah, right. But when I was watching it and there's two parents on there that are like super into talking about sex with their kids and trying mm-hmm. to make it like normal and
yeah.
natural and this and they're but they're awful.
It's
right?
awful.
It's so uncomfortable.
It's voiced by Fred Armisen, I think.
Yes.
And I think it's Maya Rudolph, but I'm not
yes.
totally sure.
And I had this moment where I was watching it and I'm laughing and then I went like, oh my God, am I them? Like,
yeah.
And like,
yes.
Am I, have I become the mom that's like, we're going to talk about bodies.
Oh my
and
God.
You know what I mean? Like, because like Zoe's sort like we were having a conversation about something the other night and I was like, you know, I was really talking to her and we're like, just, you know, shooting the shit or whatever. And all of a sudden she had the moment. She was like, okay, mom, I don't, it's fine. Mom,
like,
don't and I was like, oh God. Oh, I've become the oversharing mom. Like, the mom that's like, we're just going to talk about all that. I think we were talking about periods or something. Like, that's what
it's
we're talking about.
It's always periods, boobies, and vaginas.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it just, and I finally realized, I was like, oh, she wants me to shut up now. Like,
yep.
Okay, I'm going to go now. I'm going to exit.
I will never
but
forget
I, like,
that my mom
I thought I was killing it.
That.
I thought
yeah.
I was doing such a great job.
Right.
I was like, oh, I'm so open and honest. And she was just like,
it's
just
free.
Don't talk
yeah.
to me.
Stop.
I was like, oh, okay.
I remember I'll my stepfather up. Saying to my younger sister, at one point, something about our mom being a generous lover. And we were both like, why? Why? Oh, why? That's, yeah. And then posted on her birthday on Facebook 1 year, like giving her a shout out. And it was in there, you know, that she's this, that, the other thing, and a generous lover. And I was like, and now it's online. Like, why would you do that? And that was when I was like 32. You know, like, yeah. And it was still that, like, I don't, yeah, it's, why, no, did yeah. you, shh, blah, blah, blah. No, right. You know.
Dude, we're people's moms now, and people view us like that. People,
I know.
They view us as weird and gross.
Yeah, I know. Aww. I know.
If only they knew how cool we were. Well, they will someday. Someday they'll know.
I don't know. I don't think my mom is cool still. She's not. She's insane.
Well, this yes. is a great, this is a great
segue. See what I did there?
Into, oh, you're so fucking good. Into your crazy mother.
Yeah.
And you've brought some artifacts.
I brought
for
your presents.
You brought presents, mm-hmm. which I, in all of our history of friendship, I have never seen.
No.
I have heard story of, but never seen them. Uh-huh. And I'm honored. So please take this moment
to address my mom's insanity.
Yes.
Well, my mom, first of all, just comes up with these like ideas. With my sister and I would always call them, you know, crackpot ideas, where she's like, I'm going to make $1 million doing this thing. And they never were things that in a million years.
Fake bed and breakfast.
Right. Like a fake bed and breakfast that was a interactive online site of an inn that people, you could open the doors in this inn and go in it. But that was it. Like, why would you, I don't know why anyone would advertise on it. And then she was like shocked when people were calling them to be like, how do I book a room in the inn? And it's like, it doesn't exist. And she was like pissed about it. And how is that ever going to make money? It was bizarre. She came up with Bible dolls and literally said to me that, you know, Natalie Merchant came out talking about religion. So these are going to be huge.
The best was when you told that story the other day and the kids were like, who's Natalie Merchant?
Yep.
And we were like, exactly.
That's
proving her point.
No offense to Natalie Merchant.
You're
lover.
Nope.
Great. 10,000 Maniacs. Big fan.
Right.
In the 90s. This was in like 2003
right.
that my mom said that. Because everyone's looking to Natalie Merchant to set up tone for Bible dolls. And she honestly like paid a student money to create these Bible dolls. And also we're Jewish. So they were only from
only
the
Old Testament.
Testament. There was right. nothing from. And I'm like, you nope, are no not going to get Jews to spend money on Bible dolls. P.S. That's like right. not going to happen. Yeah. She's had a few other ones that I won't even get into. But really one that she actually took to the total level of completion was she decided she was going to write a book, a children's book,
ooh,
called oh. Gramps Has a Ponytail. I'm not lying. And I approve. Because I brought you.
I thought
you.
It was Grandpa.
No, it's Gramps.
Oh, boy.
I think I said it was Grandpa because I blocked it out. It's actually
oh my God,
worse than
this
I thought.
Even better.
Yeah. No,
than
it's.
I fucking thought it could possibly be.
Amazing. So, first of all, she had it written. She wrote it and then had it translated into Spanish as well. So, in one book, it's Spanish and English. It is technically based on my first niece, Danya. And my stepfather, who is a musician, my stepfather is Harvey Brooks, who is actually like a pretty known, well-known musician. He played for Bob Dylan, like no joke there. And she wrote this about him having a ponytail because my mom had decided that it was so crazy that the guys that are grandpas now, you know, they have ponytails. Some of them have ponytails. In my day, no one had a pony. No man had a ponytail. It's like, that's not the weirdest thing about
that they're gonna see
yeah
right,
right. So she was like, this is gonna be a hit.
I feel
it's
like
gonna be
right.
a hit.
I feel like Gramps wearing a ponytail and a dress may be more of a cause for need for explanation.
Agreed.
And delving into, but just the ponytail alone, I feel like kids aren't, you don't really need a book about that.
You don't,
you
but
don't,
apparently
but really you do. You do. You
yes.
need a book about
you
it.
Need a book about
I
it.
Have not seen.
Here's this first
oh.
of all.
My,
I wish I could.
God. Okay, okay.
We will post
so
it on Instagram.
We're gonna post it on Instagram, you guys. So you guys have to follow us at I never.
I never thought I'd say this. At
is it never thought I'd say this or
oh
I,
never? Yeah, yes. Never thought I'd say this.
Duh. Never thought I'd say this on Instagram and Facebook, and we are going to be posting pictures of Gramps has a ponytail. Yep. Why the fuck is his head so large?
I'm not sure. And like I said, that's supposed to be my niece, Danya, although she gets a different name in this. And my grandparents' dead dog, Roger. That's definitely who that is. So there's, that's awesome. And then it's presented, yeah, I'm sorry. You know what's so funny? It's like, to you, this is insane. And to me, I'm just kind of like, welcome to my life. Like, this is my childhood right here. Presented in English and Spanish. It says presented.
Presented, right, okay? Right.
And it's inscribed to my very special, beautiful grandchildren, Harper and, I'm talking like my mother, Harper and Lulu, lots of love. Grandma Bonnie, December 2012. she would have done some head shaking about that as well. All right, so for some reason, you can't turn the pages.
You have to flip it up. I have to tell you guys, the book is not...
It's not thin.
It's not thin, but it also is not the way you normally would read a book where it's like a page on the left and a page on the right. It's like a calendar.
Yeah.
So it goes top to bottom, which is an interesting choice.
For something that's already creepy to make it look like you're looking in a centerfold.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. So here we go.
Oh, God.
Sam lives with her grandfather and dog, Roger, in a quiet loft high above a noisy New York City street.
Already creepy.
And it's in English and Spanish, but I will save you all my 5 years of high school and college Spanish.
You should, because a lot of it's incorrect.
Okay. Semantita is the Spanish version, though. Okay. Sam's grandfather is a roly-poly musician with sparkling blue eyes.
Do you think my stepfather like loved that description of himself? That he was like sweet, sexy.
A roly-poly, and actually, is it roly-poly or roly-poly? Because
I don't know. P-O-L-Y
Why, or two L's?
It? Did she spell it wrong?
Probably. No, I'm just looking for fucking things to make fun of.
Oh, they're in there.
She's roly-poly musician with sparkling blue eyes, a gray ponytail, and a bass guitar. Sam calls him Gramps.
Nobody calls my stepfather Gramps, by the way. Not one of the millions of
Their house is filled with music. Gramps says music nourishes the soul.
Nope.
Gramps makes up songs about Sam, and Sam makes up songs about Gramps.
Oh, please sing it. I don't care to what tune. Camp Town Races would be great.
My Gramps is funny, my Gramps is nice, and I'm so glad we don't have... What? And I'm so glad we don't have mice. What the fuck?
You could see why it was a bestseller. That's what you're saying.
Huh? Gramps sings while they do the dishes and does a jig while shaking the orange juice. Gramps even taught Sam to juggle marshmallows. You guys, and the... Oh,
it gets worse. You can skip ahead to when...
Oh, with his band name, The Whistles.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
where they
boy.
Put a young... Where she puts a young girl into a van... The back of a van with a bunch
Gramps
of adult males.
And Sam walk holding hands to the street corner where a bright yellow flower-painted bus is waiting for them.
Because apparently this
Gramps
took place
also smokes
with the Partridge
a lot
family.
Of weed. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God, that is so creepy.
I know.
There's a picture. You guys, there's
it
a
looks
picture.
Like she's abducted.
It's like, yeah, that's like a little girl getting onto a bus with like
old people.
Six dudes just staring at her. And one guy that's like in a coma or something, he's like passed out. These are all the musicians.
Based on all real people.
Right. Bald Bob, Sunshine Millie, Moogie?
Moogie, yeah.
Moogie, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, and then they're getting into some weird elevator.
Yeah, it's just this little girl alone with a bunch of like burnout adults.
The elevator door opens.
In a van.
Right.
For
this
no
is
reason.
The studio. Right. And then she
unloads her
three.
There doesn't seem to be any real supervision of any of these adults with this child.
Right. Gramps dances into the control room with Dave, the studio engineer. She bubbles with excitement and runs toward the door.
That's her trying to escape.
Oh, she runs over to the drums and hits them. Also, the font that she chose is really interesting because she runs over to the drum and hits them, but it looks like she knits them, N-I-T-S, and knits them with two long wooden sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And she, oh my God, this is, oh, you
well,
guys.
Well, if you want a real
is,
treat, you can.
And there's a game in the back.
Yeah, I forgot about that because I blocked it out.
Well,
you know,
listeners.
It's all very painful. Look in the back, there's pictures of them both too. That's the best part. If you've never
there
seen
it
my
is.
Mom.
Yep.
I know you have, but yep.
There
You've
we go.
Met my mom, for that matter.
Did I?
You did for like 5 seconds.
Oh, that's
in.
Right. Oh my God.
To
that's
get
right.
A holla.
I came in. Got a holla and I left.
Like ran out. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were like, that's enough crazy.
Before
for
I wound up in a children's
All right.
Book.
I brought you one other present.
What?
So my mom really likes to apparently make books. So when they moved to Israel, because they moved to Israel and they are still there I hope.
Right.
And not moving back here.
Or listening to this podcast.
Or listening to this podcast. Whatever. She didn't talk to me anyway. There is, she made my kids, my kid, because I only had one at the time, a book about their move. And I just want, I will read this to you. It's called Grandma and Grandpa. Apparently he's grandpa again. Grandma and Grandpa's Adventure, a trip and a move to Israel.
A trip and a move.
Why it's not just a move, I couldn't tell you. And then there's...
Why are these people walking up a flagpole?
And then there's...
Why are they walking up a flagpole? Yep. What is that?
And then there's a lot
Israel
of...
Israel is very far away in the sky.
It's very...
This looks like an ad
they're
for
going
Scientology.
To heaven. Yes.
Is what that looks like.
That's what... Yeah. Yep. Oh. It's a lot of stock stock footage.
Oh, it's all stock.
Yes, of photos,
all,
rather.
Right? Mm-hmm. There's olive oil.
Yep.
To take this adventure, we will have to sell our house.
Will you?
We will take Maggie, Luke, and Sophia to fly. Oh, okay.
I think all those dogs
are dead.
Oh, look,
there's not nature in Israel. Mm-hmm. This is, it reminds me of, you know when you had to do those state reports in like third or
yep.
fourth grade and you had to go to the library and
get
a picture uh-huh. of the state flower and the state bird? That's
yep.
pretty much what this is.
Except it's about Israel. It makes no sense at all.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
On Friday, we will light candles and smile. When we think of you, we will send you gifts on your birthdays and holidays.
Right.
From spinning dreidels to spun sugar. Oh, okay. Grandpa will play music.
See, and this is why I didn't want to
You'll love
a mom.
Israel from the first
right
shalom.
Now.
Someday you will come to visit us. Bring your bathing suits and... Is that them dancing?
That is.
In the back?
And it looks like... No, look at that picture. It looks like this picture, Harvey is about to grab my mom's peach.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Like full on, he's gonna grab her.
Like grab her right in the crotch.
Yeah, Donald Trump would approve. He's about to grab her in the pussy.
Grab her in the pussy.
Right there.
You know what I gotta say though?
Yeah,
it's definitely a trip. So it is
indeed. She is a trip.
A trip and a move.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, this is why I didn't want to become a mom.
Oh.
And if I ever make anything like this in my life, I am telling you right now to just have me committed. That means I have crossed the line.
Can I post it first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you should. Make
okay.
fun of me completely.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because that was my sister. You know,
I'll Instagram story you're being committed.
Yes, please
like,
do.
Okay.
That was my sister and I's deal with each other, was that if one of us became mom, we had to tell the other and then commit one another. So you have been left with this job now that she is no longer with us.
Okay.
You must commit me. Do not let me become my mother.
Oh.
Please.
Even for my own personal enjoyment?
I will still text you random pictures of nobody you know.
Okay.
From my commitment.
Okay, as long as you do that.
Yeah, that I'll do.
All right.
Sweet.
Friends.
See?
All right, so now next up mm-hmm. is our lovely fail mail. And our fail mail is where we ask you guys for your most fucked up parenting moments.
Mm-hmm.
Either parenting moments, either weird shit your kids have done.
Right. That
happened
to you.
Weird things they've said. Just... Basically, any time that you've had one of those moments as a parent where you go like, wow, I really just fucked this up. We have fail mail, and it comes from Melissa, who is one of our, who is a fellow mom,
mm-hmm.
fellow mama, and she simply said this when we asked for what are some parenting fails. She said, hey, remember that time that my child asked me why my front butt was biting daddy? Or how about last week when I told her I loved her, and she told me to get a baby in my belly and slam the door in my face? So,
the walking in on sex is a rough, that's rough.
That was my, I was confused.
That's what it is, yep. And she actually, I remember when she posted about it.
Was biting.
Yep.
Oh.
They walked in on her having sex. She posted about that a while ago. And they were like caught deer in headlight.
Like, ha ha.
Yeah. And that's what the question was. Why is your front butt biting daddy's penis?
It's like Pac-Man. Like Miss Pac-Man.
Or a penis flytrap, which you came out with the other day, which is a story I will tell, but we will right now.
Yes, not right now. Uh-huh. And then I found a picture of it.
But you did.
That's a story for another podcast.
Story for another podcast.
What? Oh, thanks, Melissa, for sharing your incredibly embarrassing moment about your kid walking in during sex. I feel like that's going to be one that we get a lot.
Oh, yeah,
I feel like that's going to, and that's probably going to wind up being its entirely own podcast.
Right. Well, it should be.
Right.
Honestly.
As should the trash can picking up outside. Sounds like just like a bulldozer going through the front yard and all of the squeaky things ever.
It sounded like an army of people that were going to show up here and like knock. I'm rewatching
there's
Game no one's, of Thrones.
There's not an
Clearly,
army.
That's my problem.
The White
right
Walkers
now.
Are going to come up because of our podcast.
I was picturing
winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Right.
Yep.
So, what else we got?
Time. I need my timeout.
Make sure. Okay. So, we have to put you in the timeout corner.
Yep. Yeah. There's two things.
The timeout corner, by the way, is going to be where we stick each other when one of us has fucked up on a previous show.
Yep.
And we have to come back and repair
right.
Either what we've done.
Either own it that we said something that was stupid or if we got a fact wrong.
Right. Like, right. So why are you on the timeout rug this week?
All right. I realized after I left a couple episodes back that we told the story of how we met.
Right.
And first of all, I was off a year, I should say. It wasn't
8 years.
You were
off like a lot.
No, because we became Facebook friends in 2014. I went and looked. We became Facebook friends in 2014. That's because we didn't become Facebook friends for a while. Our PMs actually go back further. For some reason, we didn't actually friend each other. We just knew each other from mamas. We didn't do like a friend request. I don't know what that was about.
Okay, so you miscalculated our friendship.
So I miscalculated our friendship. So I just wanted to own that really fast before, you know, five mamas like come and tell me that's the case. Also, I realized on my way home that I had outed myself as saying to Allie when I was like, you know, I said, that girl, Jodie Sweetin, that's unfortunately named after the actress. That's not how I meant it.
Oh, unfortunately?
I didn't mean like...
You know, in the moment, I was like,
I bet
thanks.
You were. Seal? Yes. Yeah. I meant like... Poor you, if thinking it wasn't you, that anytime
you'd open
a bank account.
Like the poor, like the poor schmuck that has like my
the
pens
same
or
name exactly. Yeah. Like I was thinking like, oh my God,
that I
she,
must
this
just
is
get
something
so
that
much.
She had to like correct all the time. But I was like on my right way home and was like, oh, I'm such a dick. That totally sounded like I was like making fun of you. Well, I was not. I watched Full House.
It's fine. It's fine.
I just want you to know. And I watched it in college, when I was a kid.
Celia, stop. It's okay. I know. You love me. We're friends. It's fine.
Anyway, I had to do that. Okay. And then lastly, I have to say that our airing of grievances, that segment, I wanted to make sure I gave a shout out to my old coworker, Amy Brown, because I stole that from her.
Ah.
Yeah. And I just hate when people steal things in a whatever that dude's name
is. Don't
steal and not give credit.
Don't
it
be,
me.
You know, taking other people's shit on our podcast.
Right,
Celia.
That's mean.
Particularly, like, we only have a few episodes that, like,
don't
wait
steal now.
For, like, three seasons in to start plagiarizing shit when you're like, I don't know what we're going to talk about, so I'm just going to start taking it.
Yeah, I'll just steal it.
Yeah.
So Amy Brown, that was hers, and thank you for giving that to me, Amy Brown.
Now it is time for our craptastic parenting moment of the week, of which there are often so many to choose, but we try to stick to just one each. So I went... First, last time? Yep. Yeah. So, okay. You're
all right.
Up.
It's my turn. Yep. All right. So,
wow us with your craptasticness.
It was pretty, I mean, it's not the worst thing I've done. It was more like really, it was just bad. Whatever. I mean, basically what happened was this. I've been so up Harper's butt about the phone use, you know, even though I'm like, stop it. You know, and she's got times where she has to, you know, put it away.
Right.
Can't be on it. Like you've seen me be like at restaurants. So I'm like, no, get it. Whatever. I want her to like actually be able to engage people.
Right.
So she came home the other day and it was after 5. And so she's not supposed to have her phone. And she was sitting next to me. And I went and sent her, while we were sitting there, you sent me an article about what it's like to be 12. That article that you PM'd.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh. And so I sort of read it real fast and I said, oh, Harper, I'm going to send this to you. She was next to me. And she's like, okay. So I sent it to her. And like I took the article and texted her. And 5 seconds later, her phone buzzes. I hear it buzz. And I just look at her and I yell at her. And I say, who is texting you right now? It is after 5. And you know that you are not supposed to be getting text messages. And I told you to tell all of your friends. And she just looks at me and she goes, you. Yeah, because I had just sent it like 5 seconds before.
Oh, I actually have a good Nessie, my craptastic parenting moment of the week. I remember one that I did too.
Okay. we'll go because that was mine.
Mine was very similar. Because apparently early onset Alzheimer's, mom brain.
Yeah, something.
I'm getting old. I don't know. Something's happening. But I literally walked into Zoe's room and B or whatever. And I was talking about something and I was yelling at them about something that they needed to do. I think it was, I was like, you need to put laundry away and you need to get your pajamas on. Fair. Okay, fine. Right. Fair. Great. Mm-hmm. So I walk out of the room, she gets her pajamas on or whatever, and I walk back in, and I'm not paying attention. And I'm like, what did I tell you? I told you you have to put your pajamas on, and this laundry is still in the and she was going to get hangers. She laid, taken everything out of the laundry basket and laid it on her bed. So uh-huh. I thought like she just moved shit from one spot to another uh-huh. and hadn't done anything. Meanwhile, yep. she's done everything I asked and was going to get hangers, and she walks out of her room, and I see all the laundry, and I'm like, what are you doing? You can go back in there. I told you to do two things. I told you put your laundry away and to put your pajamas on. And you and she just looks at me and she's like, looks down and she's like, And I was like, oh. I'm so sorry. Like, and she was like, yeah, you just told me to do it. Like, I did it. And, you know.
With the eye roll.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, she does everything that I ever ask her to do. So why would she assume, you know.
Although the fact that she was in her pajamas and you were staring at her and still didn't notice that right. she was in that the pajamas.
I was like.
That might be a tie. That's as good as I just sent you a text message and then yelled at you about getting a text
yeah.
message.
So we're, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah. It's great.
Yep. Well, you guys decide who wins, or it could be a tie. I don't know, but you let us know who won craptastic parenting moment of the week.
All right. Yeah. And do we want to throw out our social media? It is on Instagram. It is at Never Thought I'd Say This. Mm-hmm. Same on Facebook mm-hmm. at Never Thought I'd Say This. And unfortunately on Twitter, it is at Never Thought I'd, because why?
Because it wasn't available, the whole thing, and it really makes me mad.
Yes. and so, yeah, send us your fail mail. Send us your worst parenting moments.
Oh,
send
and email us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, email us. Do that, too.
neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. protonmail.com.
So many ways to get a hold of us.
I know.
All right, you guys. This has been another fun episode, and we will see you next time. Remember, keep killing the parenting game.
Not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.